President George W. Bush began a five-nation tour of Africa today that will highlight U.S. health, education, and pro-democracy projects there, and also seek to advance efforts to end Kenya's post-election crisis. Vanessa Greco has this report.
President Bush, accompanied by his wife Laura, arrived in the small West African state of Benin, the first stop on a trip that will also take him to Tanzania, Rwanda, Ghana, and Liberia. Bush was meeting Benin's president in a brief stopover before flying on to Tanzania. Bush's visit to Africa will showcase U.S. projects backing hospitals, schools, and anti-AIDS and anti-malaria initiatives. It aims to stress Washington's desire to establish a new partnership based on trade and investment, and not purely on aid handouts that have dominated the West's past relationship with post-colonial Africa.
For the past several years, the United States has worked with African leaders on bold initiatives to encourage reform within the continent. Our goal is to improve the lives of the African people, and our partnership is yielding results. The economies of many African nations are growing, and in sub-Saharan Africa as a whole, economic growth is now at its highest level in 8 years. At a time when freedom is on the march around the world, it is vital that the continent of Africa be a place of democracy and prosperity and hope, where people grow up healthy and have the opportunity to realize their dreams. Africa is a continent of promise, and the United States wants to help the people of Africa realize the brighter future they deserve.
Bush is also expected to forcefully reiterate U.S. backing for more international peacekeepers to deploy in war-torn Darfur to halt the killing of civilians in the Western Sudanese region, which has been called genocide by Washington. I'm Vanessa Greco.